Something is there? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ashapi Bhagavanesha Sakshat Brahma Yo Hari Amsam Sina Chatur Jagat Puratvam Parita Surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Satruganaiti Janma Samgaya Tashapi Bhagavanesha Sakshad Brahma Mayohari Am Samsina Chatur Dagat Putravam Patipi Surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Satruganaiti Samgaya Yashapi Bhagavanesham Sakshat Brahma Mayohari Amsam Sina Chatur Dagad Putratvam Parita Surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Iti Samgaya Tasha Bhagavanesha Sakshat Rama Mayohari Hamsam Singha Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Iti Samgaya Tashapi Bhagavanesha Sakshat Brahma Yogi Hamsam Sina Chatur Jagat Putram Patitaye Surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Iti Samgaya Tashapi Bhagavanesha Sakshat Brahmay Mayo Hari Hamsam Sina Chaturthagat Putakvam Parita Rama Lakshmana Bharata Satugna Iti Samgaya Lakshmana Bharata Mataji Kashapi Bhagavanesha Sakshat Brahma Mayohari Hamsam Sina Uttatvam Partitaye Suraya Rama Lakshmana Bharata Satrughna Iti Samgaya Sakshati Pagavanesan Sakshat Pramayohari Amsam Sena Tatu Jagad Putrat Pampartitai Surayam Ramalakshmana Bharatan Satrukhnaiti Samgaya Asati Bhagavanesha Sakshat Brahma Mayohari Hamsam Sena Chaturthana Utpatvam Patita Shuraya Rama Lakshmana Bharata Chudanaiti Samgyaya Tasha, of him Maharaj Darsha, Opi, also, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Esha, all of them, Shakshat, directly, Brahma Maya, the Supreme Parabrahman, the Absolute Truth, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Amsha Amshina, by an expansion of a plenary portion. Chaturtha, by fourfold expansions. Adat, accepted. Putratvam, sonhood. Partita, being prayed for. Shurai, by the demigods. Ramo, Lord Ramachandra. Lakshmana, Lord Lakshmana. Bharat, Lord Bharat. Shatrughna, and Lord Shatrughna. Iti, thus. Samgaya, by different names. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, the Lord Shadananda, in the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansions and expansions of the expansions. Their holy names were Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasharatha. Please repeat. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Rama, Lakshmana, Bharat, Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the son of Maharaj Dasharatha. Purport. Lord Ramachandra and his brothers, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna, are all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into many, many forms. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. Although they are one and the same, Vishnu Tattva has many forms and incarnations. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 539, Rama Dimutishu Kala Yime Natishtan, the Lord is situated in many forms, such as Ram, Lakshmana, Bharat, and Shatrughna, and these forms may exist in any part of His creation. All of these forms exist permanently, eternally, as individual personalities of Godhead. They resemble many candles, all equally powerful. Lord Ramachandra, Lakshmana, Bharat, and Shatrughna, who, being Vishnu Tattva, are all equally powerful, became the sons of Maharaj Dasharatha in response to the prayers by the demigods. Om Agyan Tmidam Dasha Chananjanan Shalakya Takshuram Militan Dina Tasmai Shri Gitinna Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shiva Shati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki jai, Ramchandra Arvabh Maho Sakti ki jai. So here, pointing out, Lord Ramchandra appeared with his three brothers, who were all Vishnu Tattva, all the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are one, all the same, equal. But they appear in many, many different forms according to the different incarnations, the requirements of the incarnation. Then the Lord appears. Advaita Machyuta Manade Manantarupam. Unlimited forms, they're all eternal. They're all the same. Many forms, such as Ramadi, Ramadi Murtishu, Ramana Shinga. Many, many forms, but there's only one Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not that there are different personalities, it's one person, but he expands into many. The example, as Prabhupada is giving here, in the Brahma Samhita, they may resemble many candles, all equally powerful. So this example is given in the Brahma Samhita. You have many candles, and you light all the candle. You have one candle, you light all the candles. There's no difference in candle power. The light and energy, the light they put off is equal. It's not one is more than another. So like that, God is one and he has many, many expansions, but they're all like the candle. But the difference is there was an original one that lighted all the others. There's no difference between the candle power, but there was one candle that lighted all the other candles. So that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. So this is the original personality of Godhead that we worship according to our sampradaya. Mahaprabhu has given us an introduction into the worship and service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who otherwise is very, very mysterious. First of all, his appearance is very rare. Only once in a day of Brahma does he come and display his Vrindavan pastimes. So, yeah, but he is one. He is that original one that lighted all the other candles. So he's, the Prabhupada said one time, when he's in Bombay, he said, Lord Ramchandra is none different than Krishna. He is Krishna. You don't make a distinction. He said, Lord Ramachandra, he can play the flute if he likes. He said he doesn't do it, but Krishna does, but he could do it. He is not different. But the incarnations perform different pastimes, so Lord Ramchandra, he may not play the flute. But he has his own activities, and specifically here, killing Kamsa, killing Ravana and establishing the Dharma again in the world. So it's a very famous story of Lord Ramachandra. Here, and Shukadeva is just giving some summary pastimes. So maybe we can read some of the pastimes, summary pastimes. It's always good to hear again and again the pastimes of the Lord. But especially this pastime of Ramchandra is very dear to Krishna. Krishna has three very dear forms. That's himself, of course, and Lord Ramachandra and Lord Nrsingadev. These three are very, very dear. They're like the original Krishna. It appears that they don't all come through the incarnate, through the different avatars. Just like when Krishna comes here once in a day of Brahma on the 28th millennium, he does so in his original form. The other avatars are coming. So many more days of Brahma where Krishna is coming. But in these different yugas when Krishna appears, it's not the original personality of Godhead. These are incarnations coming through the agency of Kiradakshai Vishnu. Kiradakshai Vishnu, all the avatars that come from him. So, you look in any encyclopedia and Krishna, it will tell you incarnation of Vishnu. Generally, that's the understanding. So that is a fact, actually. Krishna, in those different times, he is an incarnation coming through Kiradakshaya Vishnu. But when the original Krishna comes, he doesn't come through the agency of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. He comes directly. He is directly Shrayam Bhagavan. He doesn't need to come through any other source. He's the source of Kiradakshai Vishnu. So it appears like Ramchandra and Lord Nrsingadev are all practically the status of equal to the Lord. Ram, Krishna and Nrsingadev, very dear forms of the Lord. So, now here, God is one, and he becomes many for his pleasure. This is the Vedic aphorism. So, how is he one? He's one God, but everybody, someone's seeing him as Krishna, someone's seeing him as Ramchandra, someone's seeing him as Nrsingadev. Someone say they're all seeing him, but they're all seeing different. So how is it possible that one can, everyone can see him different? He's only one, but everybody's seeing different. But it's mentioned, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur mentions, he tells one story, Shapna Bilash, the dream, he's having a dream, or the dreaming. Now Radharani's having a dream. So she wakes up in the morning and she says, "My dear Krishna, I just had a very astonishing dream. And there was this beautiful Brahmana boy, golden complexion. He was so beautiful. And he was with so many other devotees and they were all chanting the names of Krishna and Krishna. And they were on the beautiful bank of a river. Just like when we go on the Jamuna and we dance and we chant on the... It was exactly like that. But they were performing these dancing and they were, they were all in ecstasy and crying and they were falling down and chanting Krishna's names. And sometimes this golden boy would chant Krishna, 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 Ha Krishna, and you fall on the ground. And another time you say, "Hey Radhi, Hey Radhi, Hey Radhi." Who was he? I cannot really understand. If it was me, if that person was me, then where were you? And if that person was you, then where was I? So it's very puzzling. So Krishna said, he said, you know everything. You are my internal potency, you should know everything. So then Krishna began to smile, and then his Kushtaba money, he has a Kushtaba jewel. Some say it's made of jade. It has a calf engraved on it. Different description. Some say it's diamond or something. Anyway, then his Kushtaba money, he started to illuminate, and rays went out everywhere. And then Radharani was seeing that. She could see Hare Krishna, and all these unlimited rays are coming from him, like rays. And you could see all the different forms of the Lord were coming from that Kushavaman. So Radharani said, now I can understand. I can understand how you are one and you are many, although it's inconceivable. So just like that, I'm looking, I see Mila. Someone else is looking in another ray. They're seeing you're a different form. Someone else is looking through another ray. All the rays are coming from the one source, but all the viewers, they, according to their ray, they're seeing that different form of the Lord that they worship. Just like the sun, if we look at the sun, we'll see the sun on that sun rays. You'll see the sun on another ray. You'll see the sun. So we see. That's a mundane example, but these she Radharani was saying, oh, here is I can see you, Krishna. Someone else can see you as Ram. Someone can see you as Nrisimha. So she became very happy, and then she came to the conclusion, it must be both of us. And this is a very wonderful dream, an astonishing dream. Anyway, it's pointing out how God is one, and He can manifest through all the devotees simultaneously. He's responding to Ram, to his devotees as Ramchandra. He's responding to devotees as in Vrindavan. He's responding to devotees in Vaikunthi. Yet he's one, and he's responding differently all over the place. So that aspect of Krishna that emanated from his Kushtaba Mani, that if you look in your ray, you'll see that what your worshipful Lord will be there. But simultaneously, he's on. Achinta Veda Veda Tattva is the philosophy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting. Achinta means inconceivable. So we're trying to speak of the inconceivable. Or what we leave is give some examples, give some idea of the inconceivable nature of the Lord. And if the Lord wasn't inconceivable, then what's the use of being God? So Lord Krishna very much likes this human-like form of Ramchandra. He can express human feelings. Yeah, he can express his separation from Sita, his anger at Ravana. He can express his feelings of a human being. And he's a king. So we read some of the summary of these passages. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband and mother Sita, I should describe these activities in brief. To keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of a king and, accompanied by his wife, Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which are so delicate that they were able to bear even the touch. They are unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, king of the monkeys, or by another monkey, Sugriva, and by his own younger brother, Lord Lakshmana, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering in the forest. Here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is describing that Ramchandra's lotus feet are so soft, so delicate, they're hardly able to bear the Sita's palms when she holds his lotus feet and gently presses him. He can hardly bear that. His feet are so delicate and soft. Now that same Lord is wandering around in the forest. There's its spikes and little stones and thorns sticking out. And they're just simply cast, think, remembering, simply about remembering like this. It's described in the Krishna's pastimes also. When Krishna went off to the forest, the gopis were thinking, Krishna's lotus feet, they're so soft and he hasn't gotten his shoes on. And he's going in the jungle and he's going over the mountains. Plunged in an ocean of, what? I don't know whatever mood that's expressing. But here, Ramchandra is experiencing the same thing. Generally, it's mostly as dasaras we understand in Ramchandra's Leela. But here he's expressed so much of Vrindavan rasa, the different conjugal rasas. So the gopis said the same prayer. They would, Krishna, your feet are so soft. When you walk in the forest, if a blade of grass touches Krishna's foot as it moves by, it leaves a white line on his foot. You know, sometimes if you press hard on your body, you get this white line. So Krishna, even if a blade of grass touches his foot, it leaves a white line. It's so delicate and soft. So they're thinking about this, all the reticence of Vrindavan. Krishna's in the forest. He doesn't have shoes. He had shoes. One time he was in the forest and he said, Nanda Baba, you have shoes on. My cows don't have any shoes. So you can make a pair of shoes for all of my cows. Krishna has how many cows? 9 lakhs. 9 lakhs. How many feet? 9 lakhs of cows. So that many shoes Nanda Maharaj had to make for the cows. Krishna said, my cows have no shoes. But you got shoes. So Nanda Baba said, oh, I better not wear my shoes then. Otherwise it's difficult for me to make so many shoes. Krishna also, when he was offered little karam, wooden shoes. Now my cows don't have shoes, I will not go. So the boys were going to the pasturing grounds, even without shoes on. So all day the residents have been dabbing, you know, Krishna's feet treading on the thorn. So, here in the, he's Ayodhya. In Vaikuntha there is no anxieties. In Ayodhya there's anxieties. They're all in anxiety. Krishna's feet will tread on them. Vrindavan is full of anxiety. Always in anxiety. And Ayodhya also, he's displaying with this. But Vaikuntha is not. When Vaikuntha, they suddenly, the Lord is gone, Lord Narayan is gone, somewhere. When they realize that, oh, Lord Narayan is gone, immediately he comes back. Because there's no anxiety there. But somehow or another they heard he went, and there was so much anxiety, the Lord is gone. But immediately the Lord comes back. The Lord of Vaikuntha comes back. So, because there's no anxiety. but Ayodhya we see so much anxiety. Especially the whole Ram Leela, it's one heartbreak after another. You don't get more heartbreaks in the other literature, I don't think, than in the Ramayana. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, king of the monkeys. or by another monkey, Sugriva, and by his younger brother Lakshmana, who both gave him relief of fatigue when he was wandering in the forest. Having cut off the nose and ears of Shupanaka and disfiguring her, the Lord was separated from Mother Sita and therefore became angry. Moving his eyebrows and frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge to cross the ocean. Subsequently, Lord entered the kingdom of Ravana to kill him, like a fire devouring a forest. May that Lord Ramachandra always give us protection. O King, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra were wonderful, like a baby elephant. You see the baby elephants when they're new, they're so cute, isn't it? Kind of really fat and small, and they're really cute. Yeah, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra were wonderful, like those of a baby elephant. Baby elephant, you can't take your eyes off them because they're always doing something different than this, so like that. You can't take your mind off Lord Ramachandra and his pastimes, like a baby elephant. In the assembly, where Mother Sita was to choose her husband in the midst of the heroes of the world, he broke the bow belonging to Lord Shiva. His bow was so heavy that it was carried by 300 men. But Lord Ramachandra bent it and strung it and broke it in the middle, just as the baby elephant breaks the stick of sugarcane. Thus the Lord achieved the hand of Mother Sita, who was equally endowed with all transcendental qualities, form, beauty, behavior, age, and nature. Indeed, she was the goddess of fortune, who constantly rests on the chest of the Lord. Here again, how Sita has all these different qualities, beauty, form, behavior, age, figure. So, again, how the Lord expands. The Lord is expanding from Krishna into Ram to the different avatars. But when he expands, his internal potency expands along with him to help in his mission. Yogamaya, Lakshmi, Romadevi, Sita, Radharani. So this is the internal potency of the Lord. So when the Lord expands, he's expanded as a Ramachandra, or he's appeared as Ramachandra, then his internal potency will manifest as Mother Sita. And she has exactly the form, qualities, everything that is exactly suitable for reciprocation with Krishna in the form of a king as Ramachandra. When Krishna wants to perform his pastimes in Vrindavan with all of his gopis and friends, then Radharani expands in exactly a perfect form that's going to match Krishna's everything, his mentality and his whole thing, Parakya Rasa. She'll expand exactly to cater for Krishna's demand. So no matter what form the Lord expands, if he expands into Vaikuntha, the Lord of Vaikuntha, then she will be there as Mother Lakshmi Devi, all opulent, majestic, and the perfect queen. Absolutely perfect to match Lord Narayan. So Sita, absolutely perfect. But she's the internal potency, the pleasure potency. So she's appearing in this form, so Lord Ramchandra will be pleased with everything about her. While returning from Sita's home, after gaining her at the assembly of competitors, Lord Ramachandra met Parashuram. Although Parashuram was very proud, having rid the earth of the royal order 21 times, he was defeated by the Lord, who appeared to be a Kshatriya in the royal order. Parashuram. He killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times, drove them out of India to Europe and places like that. Ramchandra defeated him, or he realized the potency of Ramachandra. So one time the devotees were having some question was that Ram, whom we say Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, is Balaram or it's Lord Ramachandra? So there was people of another sampradaya also, they were saying, oh, this is Ramachandra. And the devotees of Krishna say, no, it means Balaram. So it got kind of a heated debate, I think. It was the other sampradaya were claiming it's Ramachandra. So they asked Prabhupada, and he said, Jayadeva Goswami mentions three Ramas. So Balaram, Parashuram and Lord Ramachandra. He said, so he's mentioning that Acharya, so it could be any of the three Ramas. Carrying out the order of his father, who was bound by a promise to his wife, Lord Ramachandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends, well-wishers, residents, and everything else. Just as a liberated soul gives up his life and went to the... Oh. And then he went to the forest with Sita. While wandering in the forest where he accepted a life of hardship, he is the supreme enjoyer, but here he's voluntarily accepting a life of hardship. He set the example. He was carrying his invincible bow and arrows in his hand. Lord Ramachandra deformed Ravana's sister, who was polluted with lusty desires by cutting off her nose and ears. He also killed her 14,000 Rakshasa friends, headed by Ekara and Trishira and Dushana. O King Parikshit, when Ravana, who had 10 heads on his shoulders, heard about the beautiful, attractive features of Sita, his mind was agitated by lusty desires and he went to kidnap her. To distract Lord Ramachandra in his ashram, Ravana sent Maricha in the form of a golden deer. And when Lord Ramachandra saw that wonderful deer, he left his residence and followed it, and finally killed it with a sharp arrow, just as Lord Shiva killed Daksha. When Ramachandra entered the forest, and Lakshman was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravana, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Videha, just as a tiger seizes an unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramachandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshmana, as if very much distressed due to separation of his wife. And thus he showed, by his personal example, the condition of a person attached to a woman. In this verse, Satshri Shingam Gatim, indicate that the condition of a person attached to a woman was shown by the Lord Himself. According to moral instruction, Grihi Narim Vivajayat, when one goes on a tour, one should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyance, but still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in such a condition as Lord Ramachandra, when he was banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, his attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his personal example. Of course, this is the material side of Sri Sanghi, but the situation of Lord Ramachandra is spiritual. He does not belong to anything in this world. Narayano Parovyaktat. Narayan is beyond the material creation. Because he is the creator of this world, he is not subject to the condition of the material world. The separation of Lord Ramachandra from Sita, spiritually understood, is Vipralamba, which is an activity of the Haladini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belonging to the Sringarasa, the mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has dealings of love displaying the symptoms called Shatvika, Shanchari, Vikalpa, Murcha, Unmada, When Lord Ramachandra was separated, all these spiritual symptoms were manifested. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, He is Satchitananda, the eternal form of bliss and knowledge. So this separation of Ramachandra he was feeling was part of the Haladini potency, his internal potency. So creating this feeling of separation from his wife, or from Mother Sita. Prabhupada said, here it's saying, thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to a woman. Prabhupada said the whole of the Mahabharata the whole saga, the whole is all because of a woman, Sita, because he took Sita with him. This all happened. Prabhupada said the whole of this saga is all because of a woman. So Ramchandra, he was showing example for ordinary men. Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of human being. Thus he performed the funeral ceremony of Jayatu, who was killed by Ravana. Some people say, why, how come Jayatu was killed in the present? Brahma was there and Ravana killed that Jayatu when he tried to serve, when he was trying to serve Brahma. Why Lord Ramachandra? Why he was killed when he was serving Lord Ramachandra? And the answer is that Ramchandra came when he was dying on his deathbed, and he was there in the presence of Jayatu, could witness the Lord Ramachandra as he left his body. So it was a great benediction. He could leave his body with Lord Ramachandra. The Lord then killed a demon named Kabandhu, and after making friends with all the monkey chiefs, killing Vali and arranging for deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach on the ocean. After reaching the beach, Lord Ramachandra fasted for 3 days, awaiting the arrival of the ocean personified. When the ocean did not come, the Lord exhibited his pastime of anger, and simply by his glancing over the ocean, all the living entities within it, including the crocodiles and sharks, were agitated by fear. Then the personified ocean fearfully approached Lord Ramachandra, taking all the paraphernalia to worship him. Falling at the Lord's lotus feet, the personified ocean spoke as follows. O all-pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we understand you are the Supreme Person, the Master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the Lord of the ghosts with the modes of ignorance. But you are the master of all these qualities. My Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravana, who is the great source of disturbance and crying for the three worlds. He is the son of Vishrava, but he is condemned like urine. Please go and kill him, and thus regain your wife, Sita Devi. O great hero, although my water presents no impediments, you are going to Lanka. Please construct a bridge over to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderful, uncommon feature, deed of yours, my lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. Shukdev Swami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation have been shaken by the hands of the great monkeys, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Vibhushan, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with his monkey soldiers headed by Sugriva, Nila and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had been previously burnt by Hanuman. After entering Lanka, the monkey soldiers, led by the chiefs, like Sugriva, Neil and Hanuman, occupied all the sporting houses, granaries, treasuries, palace doorways, city gates, assembly houses, palaces, frontages, and even in the resting houses of the pigeons. When the city's crossroads, platforms, flags, and golden water pot on its dome were all destroyed, the entire city appeared like a river disturbed by a herd of elephants. When Ravana, the master of the Rakshasas, heard a disturbance created by the monkey soldiers, he called for Nikumbha, Kumbha, Dumraksha, Durmukha, Shurantaka, Narantaka, and other Rakshasas, and also his son, Indrajit. Thereafter he called for Prahashta, Atikaya, Vikampana, and finally Kumbhakarna. Then he induced all of his followers to fight against the enemies. Lord Ramchandra, surrounded by Lakshman and monkey soldiers, like Sugriva, Hanuman, Dandamada, Nila, Angada, Jambavan, and Panasha, they attacked the soldiers of the Rakshasas, who were fully equipped with various invincible weapons like swords, lances, bows, prashas, rishtish, shakti arrows, kajas, and tomaras. Angada and other commanders of the soldiers of the Ramchandra faced the elephants, infantry, horses, chariots, and the enemy, and hurled against them big trees, mountain peaks, clubs, and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Ramchandra killed Ravana's soldiers, who had lost all good fortune, because Ravana had been condemned by the anger of Mother Sita. Thereafter, when Ravana, the king of the Rakshasas, observed that his soldiers had been lost, he was extremely angry. Thus he mounted his aeroplane, which was decorated with flowers, and proceeded toward Lord Ramachandra, who sat on the effulgent chariot built by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. Then Ravana struck Lord Ramachandra with sharp arrows. Lord Ramachandra said to Ravana, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool. You resemble a dog. For as a dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder, in my absence you have kidnapped my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are the most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempts never fail, shall punish you." After rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramchandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow, which pierced the heart of Ravana like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas! Alas! What has happened? What has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his aeroplane, just as the pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets after the results of his pious activities are exhausted. Thereafter, all the women whose husband had fallen in the battlefield, headed by Manodhari, the wife of Ravana, come out of Lanka, continuously crying as they approach the dead bodies of Ravana and the other Rakshasas. Striking their breasts in affliction because of their husbands have been killed by the arrows of Lakshmana, the women embraced their respective husband and cried piteously in voices appealing to everyone, "My Lord, O Master, you epitomize trouble for others, and therefore you are called Ravana. But now you have been defeated. We are also defeated. For without you, the state of Lanka has been conquered by the enemy. To whom will it go for shelter? O greatly fortunate one, you came under the influence of lusty desires, and therefore you could not understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have been reduced to this state, having been killed by Lord Ramachandra. O pleasure of the Rakshasa dynasty, because of your state of Lanka, we also ourselves have no protector. By your deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures and your soul fit to go to hell. Shukadeva Goswami said, Vibhishan, the pious brother of Ravana and devotee of Ramchandra, received the approval of Lord Ramchandra, the king of Kosala, and then performed all the funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them from the path of hell. Thereafter, Lord Ramchandra found Sita Devi sitting on a small cottage beneath a tree named Shimshapa in the forest of Ashoka trees. She was lean and thin, being aggrieved because of separation from him. Seeing his wife in that condition, Lord Ramachandra was very compassionate. When Ramachandra came before her, she was exceedingly happy to see her beloved, and her lotus-like mouth showed her joy. After giving Vibhishan the power to rule the Lakshasra population of Lanka for the duration of one kalpa, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, placed Sita Devi on an aeroplane, decorated with flowers, and then he got on his plane himself. The period of his having been in the forest had ended, and the Lord returned to Ayodhya, accompanied by Hanuman Sugriva and his brother Lakshmana. When Lord Ramachandra returned to his capital, Ayodhya, he was greeted on the road by Prince Deodhar, who showered him with beautiful fragrant flowers, while great personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods glorified the activities of the Lord in great jubilation. Upon reaching Ayodhya, Lord Ramchandra heard in his absence his brother, Bharata, he was eating barley cooked in the urine of a cow, covering his body with the bark of trees, wearing matted locks of hair, and lying on a mattress of cushion. The most merciful Lord very much lamented this. He wrote, Bharat, also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the austerity he went to. As long as Ramchandra was appearing, he was a king, emperor. He said, I will not accept the kingdom. I put Ram's shoes on the throne, and I will be a servant of Ram. And he was eating barley cooked in cow urine and laying on the bush of grass mat on the floor, and wearing tree bark cloth and matted locks of hair. That was also Bharat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many austerities they have taken. Okay, in Mayapodam Ki Jai, Lord Ramachandra appeared here. He went to Rukanpur. That place is called Ramatirtha. It's on the northern border of past Belpakur, a place called Rukanpur, known as Ramatirtha. Rama came there. Also, he came to Madhuruma Dvipa. Maybe he's there eternally. There's a big banyan tree. Rama was living under that banyan tree with Mother Sita. And Lord Ramachandra was looking, and he was seeing Sita seeing Rama smiling. She asked him, why you are smiling? And Ramachandra said, listen, Sita, a very secret story. When the glorious age of Kali events, Haribol, Kali Yuga Ki Jai, it's called glorious because even the disciples of Vyasadeva was one time, Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga, glorious. When will Kali Yuga come? The disciples said, Master, Master, what are you saying? Why are you glorifying Kali Yuga? This is Dwapara Yuga. Why are you glorifying Kali Yuga? No. In Kali Yuga, Krishna will come in his most beautiful incarnation, most magnanimous incarnation. Give Raja Prem freely to everyone. We cannot wait for that Yuga. So here, this is connected to Mahaprabhu, it becomes glorious. At least for 10,000 years. It'll be glorious when the Sankirtan mission is here. When the glorious Kali Yuga events, I will display a yellow complexion form here in Nadia. I will take birth in the womb of Sachi, in Jagannath Mishra's house. I will give all fortune to, I will give to all the fortunate souls who see my childhood pastimes the supreme gift of prema. At that time I will enjoy my educational pastimes and reveal the glories of the holy name. Then I will go to sannyas, take sannyas and go to Puri. My mother will weep with my wife in her arms. Hearing this, Sita asked, O lotus-eyed one, why will you make your mother cry? Why will you give up your wife and take sannyas? What happiness is there is in giving sorrow to your wife? Sri Ram replied, O dear one, you know everything, but you are acting ignorantly just to teach other living entities. Listen, Sita, my devotees relish prem bhakti in two ways. In union with me, they enjoy shambhoga, and in separation from me, they enjoy vipralamba. My eternal associates desire sambhoga, of course, to be with the Lord. But I mercifully give them vipralamba, separate myself. Mercifully. Then the devotees know that all the distress due to separation from me is actually the topmost bliss. After the separation, when union occurs, they feel happiness so much greater than before, million times multiplied. That is the explanation of how there can be happiness in separation. You should accept this mood, which is described in the four Vedas. She who is known as Aditi in the Vedas is now Mother Kushalya. She will become Mother Sachi in Gauranga's pastimes, and you, Sita, will serve me as Vishnu Priya. In separation, you will worship my deity and spread my glories. Separated from you, I will worship a golden deity of Sita in Ayodhya. But this topic is very confidential. Sita, do not reveal this topic to people now. Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Jai. Also, Murari Gupta Prabhu Ki. Murari Gupta lives. There you go to the Pastor Joke bit. Past Shiva Sangam, past Gadadabhavan, Gadadarangam. Pitukund is there, that's like, then there is the Chaitanya Math. But if, just before reaching, if you look over right, there's a path across those rice fields, so that is the house of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta in Ramlila is Hanuman. Murari Gupta ki, Jai. So in Gaulila, he was a physician. He's from Shilet, which is now Bangladesh. And he was a physician. He was a famous physician because he healed the material disease and he gave love of Krishna also. But he was a very famous physician. So, Mahaprabhu was showing his Mahaprakash Lila, exhibiting this universal form and giving benedictions to all the devotees. And the Panchatak was surrounding him, and Nityananda had the umbrella on his head. And then Mahaprabhu said, Murari, look at me. He looked at him. And you know who he saw sitting on the throne? Ramchandra Ki. Hey, Ram, my worshipful Lord, look, here is your brother, here is Sugriva, here is Lakshmana, very dear, your very dear devotee, your friend. He saved your life, he brought the Ganda mountain here with the medicines. And here is Mother Sita, look. You, feeling her sorrow, you would cry piteously. They're all here. And look, Murari, look. Look down, Murari had a tail, a monkey. He had a monkey form. You are Hanuman, and I am your Ram. You are my eternal servant. I am your eternal master. So you ask benediction from me. Take a benediction. He said, my Lord, I do not want anything. You take benediction. He said, all I'm asking for is that I may be able to chant your glories wherever I go. May I always believe in the association with your devotees, and may we always be chanting and hearing the glory, your glories. Birth after birth, it does not matter where we are. This is my only benediction. So in this way, Mahaprabhu blessed him with his eternal form. Raragupta one time, Mahaprabhu was telling him that you should worship Radha Krishna, you know. Your Lakshmi Narayan, their expansions of Radha and Krishna. So, same person, you should worship Radha Krishna. Murari said, he was trying to worship Radha and Krishna. He said, but the Lord has given me an impossible mission. My mind, it doesn't like to go away from the lotus feet of Ramchandra. And so I cannot live and I cannot die. I don't know what to do. I think I'll commit suicide. Because I cannot follow the orders of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is my life, my soul also. But I cannot disobey him. So he went and bought a knife. Curved one. That they cut the conch shell with. Little curved one, very sharp. Bought this knife and put it in his house. Said, tonight, anyway, he went to see Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came to his house. He said, where is it, Murari? He said, what? He said, that knife. He said, what knife? I haven't got a knife. Give that knife to me, Murari. You're going to take that body. It's my body. Give me that knife. But he said, what can I do? I cannot live because I cannot disobey your instruction to worship Radha and Krishna, and I cannot give up my Lord Ramachandra. Then the Mahaprabhu said something, very famous prayer. Blessed is that servant who never gives up his master. So Ramchandra is very, very merciful. He loves to give benedictions. Blessed is that person who never gives up his master. And again, another famous prayer says that if anybody says from this day on, Lord, I am yours, Lord Ramchandra said, I will always give him protection. Because that is my natural inclination. Anybody who says one time, you are my Lord, I will always give him protection. It's my natural inclination. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. One time is enough. You want to say it? You are my Lord. One time is enough. He promises to give you protection eternally. Ramachandra ki jai. Another famous verse, at least I like, from Hanuman. He said that, my Lord, you may give me liberation, the great mukti that's sung throughout the Upanishadam. The goal of the jnanis, the great mukti, relief from the material energies. If you so desire, you may give. But if that mukti in any way whatsoever interferes with my service to you, I kick it away. I don't need it. From Chandra Seva Ki. Nithai Go Premanandi Hari Hago Jai Shri Ram Chandra Abhipav Mahotsa Titi Ki. So there'll be an Abhishek of Lord Ramchandra Shalagram Srila in front of the deity. About 11:15, something like that. Hare Krishna. We're fasting today, morning. Hare Krishna.